assim, né? Inclusive, isso pode ser assim do lado, assim, de fora.
É?
Sim.
Senator Hazel Johnson, can you hear me?
Ver onde é que me querem.
Seems not the case, then once again, Norma.
Ok, tenho que mais para aqui, não. Mais para aqui, por esta assim, que é para a bandeira da... Ok.
Oui, c'est moi, je crois. Oui, je voulais intervenir...
Ah, para ficar um pouco mais de luz, não é? Para não estar tão escuro.
Doivent effectivement profiter au bien-être des populations. Il
s'agit. We've spoken about how important it is to take into consideration well-being. And also the fact that there is a link between employment and well-being.
Não, mas está bem. Eu estava só para não tapar a bandeira, por isso é que eu estava a puxar mais para, para um dos lados.
Have been the hardest hit by the healthcare crisis. And we don't know how long this is going to last either. We don't have an idea of when the when a brighter future will start to be seen. Have we been able to have we been putting into place the adequate means, the means necessary in order to vaccinate a high number of the population? There are so many questions, and I'm sure that you'll be on the same wavelength as me, despite the different value chains that we're trying to be implementing. If we don't find the way in which we can reduce the impact of this illness across the board, because as we mentioned earlier, it's not just a healthcare crisis, it's something that's had an impact on the economy, and when the impact and when the economy takes a hit, humanity takes a hit as well. In addition to this, we have higher social risks because without an economy, without human beings, without imports and exports, nothing can be done. This has already been mentioned by some of the speakers earlier today. We need to look at multilateralism. This is very important and very appreciated. Women should be at the heart of concerns as well, given the different particularities linked to women, and the same thing can be said for youth as well. Okay. The youth will be the founding fathers of tomorrow, and unfortunately, we need to ensure that different projects for youth are concluded and conveniently so. There are lots of different actions that have been taken by the World Trade Organization that should be commended, and with the revision of treaties, as was announced earlier, which is going to be happening between now and 2022, we'll be able to right some of the wrongs of the past, and we'll be able to include aspects that maybe haven't yet been considered within the sphere of the WTO. The digital era is also going to be something that is a lot more important. If we're able today to be able to meet each other despite the pandemic, despite the closed borders, it's because digital solutions are widespread and they allow us to work differently. But how do we ensure that even those who cannot afford these services can also benefit from technology? How do we ensure that technology becomes a commodity for those living in the poorest of circumstances? I know that through commitment and significant commitment from the different member states, from by respecting different international standards, we will be able to put into place measures that will be implemented. I have a question, though. We have the different measures that have been announced, and amongst all of the different projects that have been supported by the WTO for women, which is the project that has had the biggest impact at the WTO, which is the flagship project, which is a project that I need to say I want to help women, and this is the WTO project that I'm going to implement. So that's what I want to know about, because for me, and as has been mentioned as well, when you educate a woman, you educate her nation. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Norma and Pamela. I think you are the specialist on this.
E quantas pessoas estão a assistir, hein?
Yes. What country is she from? I'm sorry, I didn't get the country. Do you know what country she represents?
Sim. Ainda será mais.
I thought Ghana.
Ghana? Okay. Because we have an African.
Is the interpreter speaking? She's from Gabon.
Gabon.
Sorry. Sorry, okay. My fault.
Okay, because I knew it was French, so therefore, yeah. What I do want to say is that we, as a child of the WTO, we're a child of WTO and UNCTAD. So ITC is actually the implementation arm of multi-million-dollar range of projects, ranging from, you know, global value chains to market intelligence to global public goods. And She Trades is one of the most important flagships that we currently have. And so if you wish to engage with us, we would be more than happy to work with you to see how we can establish something in Gabon. Right now, we have helped thousands of women get to market, thousands of women get investment. We have a She Trades Invest platform as well, and we're also with She Trades Care. So what we'd like to do is to see how we can work with more countries in Africa. We do have a strong presence in Kenya. We have a strong presence in Ghana. We have a strong presence across Africa right now. So we would like to of course, spread that. And the platform that you would be looking for is the She Trades platform. If you go on our website, www.intrasend.org, or just Google ITC, and you'll find us. And then please feel free to contact me in order to see how we can work on something for Gabon. We're also working through the AFCFTA Secretariat to expand our coverage on the continent and to ensure that everybody can have access to our programs and our resources. So that's...
Mr. Lang.
Thanks a lot. And Kathleen.
Lang.
Oh. I'm absolutely not a specialist like Pamela in all these programs. I was thinking the next time, Berend, we can go back to Geneva and visit the WTO. We absolutely have to visit Pamela and her institution. Yes, I think that would be one. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, ITC is always an occasion where we should go and. Specifically with the new boss there, we should visit ITC the next time.
Yeah. Please.
So, Helmut Scholz would raise the question from the European Parliament. Mm-hmm. Helmut.
Obrigado.
I want to thank two speakers for the very interesting introductory remarks as well as for the very interesting chat we have until now. And let me stress two aspects, maybe. I would also be very much in favor of discussing within the WTO the question of access to vaccine. If you are looking into the last G20 meeting, there was a broad debate under the participants, but the follow-up, I think, is a little bit disappointing, because not really all participants in the G20 have included in their practical, political, and economic decision-making afterwards the step forward that we have to guarantee the access to vaccine for everybody in all countries. So it is a global issue, it's a global challenge, and I think the WTO is the right place to discuss how to deal with the waiver proposal from South Africa and others. And I think it is it is really important to go here a certain step forward. Maybe we should discuss also your proposal, Bernd, next time in the European Parliament, how to deal with your proposal within the WTO structures when we are confronting the Commission to be more active in this regard. Second aspect I want to speak on shortly is that recently there had been the environmental week of the WTO, and I know that the ITC was also active in this week. And in the joint working group of the UNEP and the WTO on that issue, Ambassador Chad Blackman said that we are in reality in the ground zero situation concerning linking trade and sustainable development and climate change. So that we have really to go to the bottom. And Mr. Chen Fuli also mentioned today in this meeting that the environmental aspects are very important. So being the rapporteur for the European Parliament on the Green Goods Agreement, I see the necessity that we also should, as parliamentarians, to try our utmost to bring it into the joint debates within the parliamentary conference, within the countries we are representing in the parliamentary conference, so delivering certain aspects that the WTO, with its substantial work on the reform agenda, should go a bigger step forward in being there, so that we contributing also with the WTO frame to fulfill the 17 SDGs. So there are 9 years are left. So we are all committed to this. This is our future. It is a future also for women. So she trades, yes, it is so important. We have the gender mainstreaming programs in the European Parliament for all programs and political approaches of the European Union. But that gives us some very good reasons to rethink in which way we could accelerate the work of the international institutions, in particular with the situation of COVID-19 we are in. And here I see a great chance for us also to make the WTO nearer to the expectations of citizens. And as it has been said in the beginning, yes, trade has to deal with everything. It's about production, it is about consumption, it is about the way of how we are living. And in this way, I see our today's chat as a very important contribution to this debate. And hopefully we see each other as soon as possible again in Geneva. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Helmut. And now I make a short break. The new president, new elected president of the IPU, is with us and will give us a short message. And afterwards, I would invite the two speakers to give a perspective of what are the wishes, not for Christmas, but for the MC12, probably in June. What should be the next step in the light of the discussion we had so far? But first, we get now the message from the new elected president of IPU. Please, Mr. President.
Hi. Good evening. Good morning. I don't know. It's so difficult to know where you are right now. Dear Mr. Lang, dear panelists, dear friends, it was not possible for me to attend all the meeting, but the issue that we are discussing in this meeting, it is very important. It is very important because three things. We know that we are fighting against a pandemic, but we need to think what will happen to our world after it. The pandemic crisis brought an economic and a social crisis to everyone. We are inside the same boat. And so no one can fight against it alone. And the economy, the trade, suffer a lot with this situation. And if there is countries that try to have programs to support the people that are suffering more with the shutdown of their economies, there are other countries that don't have the capacity to create this kind of programs. And so we may have more poverty in the end of this pandemic crisis. So we need to think a little bit forward. And what will be the role of parliaments in this new world, in this situation? First of all, we may have to think about the programs and about the money that some governments are putting on the table to help the people. We have a huge responsibility to fiscalize how this big amount of money will be spent. We need to fight against corruption, of course, and we need also to see if this money will achieve the results we wish. To help some enterprises, to help the sectors that are suffering more, like tourism, like commerce, like small enterprises, and the families that are without employment. So, fiscalization of this kind of programs. And after it, we need to see how is it possible to create new programs to recover from the poverty. We know that maybe international investment, international institutions should create programs to help the countries that are suffering more. Because if we don't have this kind of help from the international institutions, some countries will not have the ability to create this kind of programs. And finally, what is possible to do? What is possible to do to impulse this kind of programs and to motivate our governments to do it? We should always think, we represent the people that voted to elect which one of us. We are parliamentarians. And so, if we represent the people, we should say, we should defend, we should show how people is suffering with this situation. And finally, the vaccine. We know that to end this pandemic, it will not be easy if we don't have a spread of the vaccine to all the countries of the world. Not just to Europe or to North America or to other rich countries of our world. We need to have this vaccine to all the countries of the world, to all the people that need it. If not, the problem will subsist and the suffering of many generations will happen and poverty will grow. Again, we need maybe to create programs to finance this kind of help to buy and to spread the vaccine to the poor countries of our world. Dear friends, this is a big challenge. All of us know it. That's why you have an important meeting, an important discussion, and I will wait the report of it. Because after it, we should also to give this report to all parliaments, and so your work will be known, and we hope to have consequences after this meeting. Please keep safe, and thank you so much for your work during this afternoon.
Mr. President, thanks a lot for this clear message, for the clear words, and you raised indeed some elements we discussed here this evening as well. And I hope that the governments are able to deliver the necessities you mentioned. Once again, thanks a lot, and good luck for your work in the future. All the best for you. Stay safe.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
So, Pamela, what is your wish for the MC12?
Okay. It's then.
My wish for the MC12. My wish is that...
O que é que achou?
Acho que esteve muito bem. É que conseguiu apanhar as ideias-chave. Pois meteu também as suas ideias, mas conseguiu apanhar as ideias-chave da discussão da parte económica, que era importante dar a nota. Primeiro, de valorizar o trabalho.